Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, Dog Child, off the ground, 85.
I see you down there, looking like you need me over there. Come around, but this dance floor is crowded, girl. Oh.
All my way to you, and I swear, every moment you're dancing, fuck the sun, walk me the air. I'm the one that's gonna get that girl.
Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And this is Beth. Thank you. Thank you for deciding to spend 30 minutes of your precious, precious AM time with me. Either you've just awakened or you're preparing to go to bed, like some of my friends. Okay, so good morning. Happy Thursday. We have another big game two tonight between the Mavs and Miami. I wasn't going to just zero in on that topic. That was not my plan to talk about the game tonight, but I've already started. So just shout out to the NBA, shout out to the Mavs, shout out to the Heat, and my fellow sports lovers, okay? Okay, now today's topic is about independent filmmaking and producing. I'm not expecting anyone to call, but I welcome and would like for you all to call to share advice and regarding independent filmmaking and producing in Mississippi, in the U.S., in the Deep South, and the relationships that independent artists, actors, actresses, thespians, and producers, promoters, the relationships that we have with corporate America. And corporate America is meaning the major entertainment and film companies. Okay? And, so let's talk and share, important advice regarding the pros and cons, the do's and don'ts of being a successful independent artist and a producer, not only just here and where I'm at, I'm in Jackson, Mississippi, in the Deep South, but in the U.S., and, and maintaining a positive international relationships, with everyone just worldwide, with the internet just on fire. Even if your intentions is not to have not to be known worldwide, some people just want to be known in within their communities, within their states, or work within, just be working within their communities. But with the power of the internet now, if that's not in your part of your goals, it automatically happens because we gain associations with like-minded people worldwide. So I welcome my international friends also to call in to share your thoughts and opinions regarding independent filmmaking and producing and our, interrelationship with majors, with major companies and so on. So I'm going to talk about some other things, and I'll share the number with you also. The guest listener call-in number is 1714-409-0614. I'm pretty much be commenting and doing more of a commentary-style show this morning. But, again, I welcome your calls. And I'll be doing commentary-style shows until, my calls, I begin getting more calls. But I thank you for your support and your feedback and so on. Right now I'm at 14,497 views. My relationship with my fellow Blog Talk Radio host and producers and with the Blog Talk Radio staff is good. We had a on Wednesdays, we have a Blog Talk Radio 101 where it's pretty much a Q&A training section, updating us and teaching us about the proper way and an effective way to produce and host our shows. So I had a blast yesterday doing that. So we have awesome tutorials and so on. I don't know if I should be sharing this, but it's good. You might consider hosting the show, so do that. And be sure to, if you would like to chat in the chat room and message me directly on my blogtalkradio.com profile, be sure to create your very own Blog Talk Radio profile, username, account, and so on. Okay? So we can just chat all kind of ways, talk either by the phone by you calling 1714-409-0614 or chatting in the chat room or you messaging me. Today is my uncle's birthday, so happy birthday to my Uncle William Mevin Sr. And yesterday was Morgan Freeman's birthday, Mississippi native. And if you would see my uncle and Morgan Freeman, you would think they were related. My uncle resembles him very, very much. And today is the late Major Wiley Evers' birthday. He was born in Decatur, Mississippi, which most of you all know. He passed away right here in Jackson, Mississippi. But he was born in Decatur, Mississippi, his birthday is July 2nd. I have my dates mixed up. The homecoming event is coming up next weekend, so I guess I got turned around with that. And the homecoming event is coming up next weekend, which is around his birthday, and his birthday is June the 12th. But letting you all know ahead of time, his birthday is July the 2nd, right before the 4th of July. So go ahead of time and Google his name and visit WMPR 90.1. In the 90s, I had a radio show there. I volunteered because in the 90s, I guess NPR, especially in the mid-early 90s, NPR was the only station that really played like independent rap artists. They had, shows dedicated. I remember my friend DJ Wiz and many others who had rap shows, and they played from mainstream artists to underground artists and independent artists like Luke Skywalker, but then also local artists also. You know, it was also around the same time when David Banner, who back then he was known as MC Vail, it was part of a group called Wisdom X, was arising. So NPR, visit their websites and get information regarding the Mega Evers B.B. King homecoming. It's an event that's been going on ever since the death of Mega Evers here in Jackson, Mississippi. And Charles Evers is the general manager, and so on. So I have had my dates mixed up. But then also, I do know the date is my 14th wedding anniversary. And do not say congratulations to me, because the marriage has been over for several, many years. But I just want to bring that up to you all attention that today I got married in on June 2nd in Dallas, Texas. The marriage quickly fizzled, but I'm still legally married. But I look forward to becoming legally single real, real soon, and looking forward to having a massive divorce party. So just keep me in your prayers regarding that, because I'm looking forward to just becoming legally single and enjoying my life. But I guess this is part of the getting to know me better. But I'll talk more about that was my second marriage too. I'll talk more about my breakups and divorces and so on next week's show. There's a show that I have scheduled about living a successful life after a major breakup and a divorce, about, you know, just moving on and having a good life. So I welcome you all to call in regarding that show also. So I was a month ahead regarding that, but you know what? History, black history is important. And since today's topic is about independent filmmaking, so, Rob Reiner, I was an extra in the movie Ghost of Mississippi. Rob Reiner's company, Kessel Rock Entertainment, produced that, if some of you all remember that, you know. So I've always been interested and involved in, you know, being a photographer, avid photographer as a young kid. I've always been interested in, you know, acting and behind-the-scenes things. When I was in high school, I was on the production team. I wasn't an on-stage actor, but I was a behind-the-scenes part of the production team of my drama, of Callaway High School's Drama Society. And that was a blast, too, because, you know, we're the production crew, the technical side of it, and we would have to travel with the plays. Like when we would go to, you know, one time we went to Mississippi State, and when we would go certain places, I mean, not only did the actors have to go, but, you know, the production crew, because we're part of the behind the scenes, the setup, or so on. So, so let's see. So that's pretty much what I'm talking about. Oh, I was, you all probably said, well, my goodness, she is really crazy about that Austin Brown. Yes, I am. He is so multi-talented. And I had thought about opening the show with another song. But then yesterday I got news that Austin tweeted out to all of us that he has been booked to appear on Lopez Tonight in July. Is that awesome or what? I'm so happy for him, and I'm sure you all are happy for him also, all of us that are spreading the word about this talented young man that is doing what he does, and he's definitely representing his family, the Jackson family, 100%. So be sure, if you're not following Austin Brown, follow him at Austin Brown, and also join his website at austinbrown.com and like his Facebook page at Austin Brown, okay? So, yeah, I mean, he is on fire. And soon, I'll be glad when the VH1 Soul should at least be playing his trailer. And BET also, and MTV too. MTV did a, I've posted a vid of him where BMTV had spent a day with him back in the fall. So they should, maybe I'm wrong, maybe they are showing the trailer and I'm just not watching enough television. But back to the topic, independent filmmaking. I'm sure most of you know what an independent film is. An independent film is a film that is not financed by a major studio. It's financed by other entities, either raising funds or, like Spike Lee. I'm looking at Spike Lee book right now. It's in front of me. Spike Lee, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I mean, I followed Spike Lee's career when it was actually happening. I loved his movie, Oh, She's Gotta Have It. It's amazing. And I used to have, like, there was a book out about how he wrote the script to that movie and a couple other films that he had written as a film student. I'm good with keeping books, but my book, something, it's MIA on me. But Spike Lee, Tyler Perry, there's Matthew Cherry, follow him on Twitter, and there's many other, I guess the major independent directors out now, because even though the likes of Spike Lee and Tyler Perry are mainstream, they're still independent filmmakers. They're major independent, you know. They still raise funds and do so on for their films. But I want, oh, I know what. We have to get a copy of The Mississippi, well, I want to advise you to visit filmmississippi.org here in Mississippi to get information on on filmmaking and producing here, because some of you, it'd probably be cost-effective if you would come to Mississippi and produce your films. Mississippi is a beautiful place, and there's a lot of nice, there's Martin buildings here, too. There's historical sites. There are nice areas that you can really economically produce a film. Or if you just want to network with a film office outside of your respective area, contact the Mississippi Film Office at filmmississippi.org. Ward Emily is the director, and you can email him at Emily, that's WEMLING at Mississippi.org. But you can visit Mississippi. That is our tourism website for the state of Mississippi. And there you can get a tourism guide, and then also you can get the production film guide. And it's filled with a wealth of information. I mean, really, if you're serious about producing an independent film, really listen to what I'm saying. Several movies have been made here also. And currently, I haven't seen the movie. To be honest, I haven't been to the movies recently. Actually, going to a movie. But The Help, which the author of the book is from Jackson. The Help, a lot of things were produced right here in Jackson in this area called the Fondren area. But when you either look at the guide online or really since you can download a guide on the website, I don't even have the current copy, printed copy of the production guide. I sent a request in the ward yesterday that if they had any more, to send me a copy. Because I think last year they only produced like 100 printed copies. So just be sure to look at the Mississippi Motion Picture Incentive Program. Now, I have tweeted and posted on Facebook and Tumblr and LinkedIn, different articles. I even tweeted out information regarding the production guide. So that's a shortcut to you going to the filmmississippi.org website. If you visit my, check out my Twitter, my Facebook pages, and Tumblr, you'll see film locations and production sites and so on. That is what you would be looking for, that site right there, regarding just pretty much everything from what you would need if you're interested in having a relationship with the film office here or coming here to film. And also, you would see where there are several film festivals held here. And so you can, like, pretty much, what you like about the guide is the directory also. You can look for people that you have that you think are like-minded with you and you could network with. I am improvising right now. I'm trying to pull up a note. What is this about Governor Christie? They're making a big deal about Governor Christie riding a helicopter to his son's baseball game. And I think the head of security said, well, he's governor 24/7, so that's part of the requirement. And if he did not make it to his son's baseball game, this is me talking, wouldn't some people have something to say? Then he wouldn't be being a good father, huh? That's just my me putting in my two cents. I mean, obviously that was probably the quickest way for him to get there, and the governor must have security, right? What is the fuss about taxpayers' money or whatever? I mean, he worked for us, for the people. He represents the people. Do we want him to miss out on father-son moments? You are definitely, I know a lot of people would definitely have something to say if he had not shown up to his son's event or showed up very late. There are some awesome websites that I found also, and then also that you can like at Facebook. You can like IndieWire. You can also check out independent-magazine.org. You can also check out auditionsfree.com, acting-in-independent-films. Check out Karyn, CARYN.com/indie. Check out blackmetal.com. Blackmetal.com has a lot of information regarding filming equipment, camcorders and cameras. Okay? I'm looking at Wikipedia right now, and Wikipedia is saying that the independent film or indie film is a feature film that's produced mostly outside of a major film studio. The term also refers to art films, which differ noticeably from most mass-marketed films. In addition to being produced by independent production companies, independent films are often produced and are distributed by subsidiaries of major studios. In order to be considered independent, less than half of a film's finances should come from a major studio. Independent films are sometimes distinguishable by their content style and the way in which the filmmakers personal artistic vision is realized. Usually but not always, independent films are made with considerably lower budgets than major studio films. Generally, the marketing of independent films is characterized by limited release, designed to be a word of mouth or to reach small specialty audiences. Okay, a lot of you all know Mark Cuban by being an owner, but then a sports team owner, but then also, I mean, HDNet. Well, HDNet promotes a lot of independent films. So you all should check that out. I'm just bringing up some points and some websites and or subscription to certain networks that you should get with. But I mean, independent films are really making it big. So like I said, I posted a lot of info regarding independent filmmaking, producing, and even acting in independent films. I know several times I've had some of my friends who are local independent filmmakers, and I myself, I don't know, I think I've told you all before that I'm authoring two books, a self-help book and a book about the rise, fall, and struggles of the Southern middle class. Stories of unsocioeconomic truths. And I plan to film a documentary to go along with that book. But then at the same time, I want to shout out to, I know two of my friends that have been actively online promoting films that they are making and beginning to make. And it's Little Flip at Little Flip 713. He's a Houston rap artist, entrepreneur, businessman. So he's getting like casting right now for a film. So follow him, those of you who would like to be in his film. And also, and he's in Houston, Texas, so this is about, you know, also the South. And then Taimak at T-A-I-M-A-K in New York City, he's also in the midst of filming a short film and then other films. And he has like a group of actors and actresses also. So be sure to follow him. Those of you who travel to New York or would like to work with Taimak, follow him to find out what are the requirements and what type of actors and actresses does he need. Okay, that I'm just saying those off the top of my head. I know many of you, I network with a lot of independent artists, underground artists, but you have to, you know, like send the information to me and so on, so I can plug you and call in. Well, we have two more minutes, and we can talk some more about some other things, but I think my friend Roughneck is on the phone, so I talked to him for about two more minutes. Okay, so if you have any feedback or would like to, this is not the end of this show. We will talk about this just ongoing. So please don't hesitate to contact me and send messages and tweet me and Facebook me and so on. Regarding this topic and encouraging other topics regarding independent filmmaking and acting in films. But be sure to visit filmmississippi.org and download your film guide. And also, it doesn't hurt to request a printed copy. Okay, we're going to talk to Roughneck these last few minutes. Thank you for tuning in for Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And what's up? What's up? The NBA Finals. And shout out to the NFL also because they're doing what they do. And NHL. Hi, guys. I just seen where you guys have been tussling. Yeah, behave, okay?
Yeah, good morning to you, Seth.
Good morning to you. We don't have much longer.
Well, hey,
you were going to call me this morning.
I was intrigued. I was intrigued by the way you was just being so educational and informative. I almost, I was just spellbound. I was more like, But,
that inner geek in me, you know, like, that geek just have to come out sometimes.
It definitely got the best of you this morning. But I did want to clarify one thing is that, Meg Evers was assassinated on June 12th.
Yeah.
That's probably one of, yeah, that's,
that's why I corrected myself. Yeah.
Right.
Because the homecoming is next weekend. I was saying his birthday was today. Because I'm so enthralled on two, this would be my 14th wedding anniversary. But it's my uncle's birthday, and Morgan Freeman's birthday was yesterday. My uncle and Morgan Freeman look alike. I always get excited when it's Medgar Evers' homecoming time because he inspires me. But I mistakenly was sending him a birthday, telling people about his birthday.
Your uncle or Morgan
but
Freeman?
Really, his homecoming was, that's the purpose of the homecoming concerts, because he was assassinated on June the 12th.
Right.
But his birthday is a few weeks later, on July the 2nd.
Okay.
So I was a month ahead sending out a birthday. But it's a blessing in disguise because it gets some people to Google and find out more about Mega Evers, because it's sad that a lot of us don't. I mean, you and I know about Mega Evers because it's part of our thread of our upbringing, because we live right here in Jackson, Mississippi. But some people, that's one person. He didn't even get a chance to vote.
And that was,
he was out there driving alone. He was out there campaigning for us to even just have the right to vote.
Yeah, that was unfortunate, but, you know, 1963 had its fair share of tragedies. I mean, the Birmingham church bombing, of course, Medgar Evers' assassination, and then a few months later, Kennedy's assassination. So
yeah,
it was a very tragic, trying time, you know, and a lot of times, as you know as well as I know, that growing up, our parents drilled it in our heads to never forget what we as black people went through to have the rights and privileges that we have now.
But you know what's sad now? A lot of black people are doing the same thing that the white supremacist Byron Della Beckwith did to Medgar Evers. Now, black people sit in bushes and shoot their fellow black person. That's what's heartbreaking.
Yes, it is. And
that's heartbreaking.
That
I
too almost became a victim of such senseless violence, you know, senseless gang violence back in the mid-90s. And the thing about, I was just going to the store minding my business, and some gang members tried to attack me because I was just wearing a red sweatshirt and for
uh-huh.
no other reason other than that.
He was in Jacktown or in Big D or somewhere else?
I was in Fort Worth.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was in Fort Worth when that happened, and I was...
Yeah, because I'm listeners know gang culture exists in country Mississippi. Y'all can think it's country down here.
I've told a lot of people, you know, act like Jackson, Mississippi is still the sharecropper shack sitting on the porch sitting on a mint julep. I said, go down there with that attitude and it can get changed quickly.
Yeah, you know? So you talking about that, I'm like, well, where did it happen? Like, here? You know, some people probably say, why is she asking in Jackson? Yeah, gang culture exists everywhere.
Exactly. But then, you know, a lot of people forget that a lot of Jackson's influence has a lot of influence on Chicago, because a lot of people who left Mississippi went to Chicago. That's one of the first places they went. So I-55 has definitely been one heck of a pipeline for Jackson and Chicago, but they definitely are. They're like sister cities, and a lot of people don't know that, but it really is.
But you were walking through the neighborhood, and you was a grown man then.
Yeah,
these are adult gang members or young
years
gang?
Old.
Those are adult gang members or young gang members?
Both, because the guy who tried to shoot me, he was 22 years old at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fortunate enough to keep a cool head, and I talked, you know, the guy was talking about shooting me in the back when he was a distance away, and I had to kind of insult his manhood a little bit and make him come run up on me. And then when he ran up on me, just as he was coming up with the gun, I was able to snatch the gun out of his hand and disarm him, and was able to fight off the attackers and held him until the police got there. And,
yesterday on Twitter, Nick Cannon was tweeted out that he used to look up to the, you know, gang culture, but he said that's nothing to look up to, you know, because he's lost so many friends, and you and I have lost so many friends to gang culture, you know. Like it's not cool to be all like that.
Yes, because about a little over a month after my situation happened, a young kid that went to the neighborhood school, he was gunned down. He was with his family, and he was at church's chicken just to get a order of something to eat. And his only crime was he decided to save money on a soda and walk across the street and buy a bottle soda. And he was wearing a green shirt. At that time they were so ignorant with it. It was almost like any color you was wearing was something that, you know, they just made up some colors, you know. They're making up games
like green
as they
and
go
brown.
Along, you know.
It's like green and brown supposed to represent like hustling, doesn't it? I mean, I have to have another show. Green and brown bandanas and so on like represent, but that's, I guess that's
right.
Another show. Because some Twitter friends of mine had tweeted out that promoters and rap artists, they were talking about how gang culture is affecting the promotions of shows. And so I thought about inviting them on the show one day in the near future to talk about what they meant about that, you know? Because it's politicking of how some shows are promoted, the gang culture.
Back in the 90s, the culture was very bad at the time, and you know everybody was doing a little outrageous stuff, and that's when it really started picking up in Texas, because a lot of the little outcasts that got ran out of Los Angeles, they moved to Texas, and then started picking it up here in Texas. So, and then sooner or later,
This morning's topic is about independent filmmaking and producing in Mississippi, and I just got through shouting out Lil Flip, and Lil Flip is in the midst of promoting film. I'm not quite sure what it's about, but you know he's based in Houston, which has, you know, that type of culture also, where people automatically associate rap and hip-hop with the gang culture anyway. So I used to see a lot of independent films and documentaries regarding gangs and so on. But it's basically what we were saying about Mega Evers. It's sad that Mega Evers was taken down by a white supremacist who was representing an organization, and nowadays we're just taking down each other. We're taking down people that look like us. I mean, you don't have to be fearful of a white man in your bush. Somebody else, and women aren't immune. So
right.
Some people that say, "Hey, Beth don't know what she's talking about." Beth know what she's talking about, you
it's
know.
It's funny you mention
females
that.
Females not immune from a bullet, babe.
No, they're not. You know, and the bad part about it is out here in Texas, you know, like used to be, you go to clubs and everything, it'd be guys fighting all the time. Now it's a lot of women fighting. You know, women have gotten to be more violent than men in a lot of instances.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that's like a whole nother culture of,
it's a subculture.
Of, right.
Sometimes I've been telling people about how, and I'm upbringing here in Jackson, Mississippi, people can think Jackson. And like you said, Dallas surrounding areas aren't hip. Areas aren't hip. Why? You and I talk about Jackson being in the middle of everything because we're melting pots. So subcultures
right.
are everywhere. I mean, I not only grew up exposed to being a geeky, but when you and I grew up exposed to the gang culture, I also grew up part of a rock and roll golf culture, you know?
Yeah.
So it's different cultures that we are, you know, we're just a blend and mixed with.
Right, and you know we definitely was involved in that gospel culture, so.
And you know that been in the Bible Belt.
Exactly. I mean, while Steve Harvey talked about Usher needs no Monday, Bible study Tuesday. You know,
Steve Harvey's from Fort Worth, right?
You know, pardon.
Steve Harvey's from Fort Worth, right?
No, he's born and raised in Cleveland, but he lived out here.
He's from Cleveland, but he lived in
kind of when he got his first start.
Yeah, I know he had some Fort Worth roots too, but then he and Ricky Smiley been in Birmingham. Ricky Smiley, his whole persona is based on gospel.
His
church life.
And
blues, because blues is just embedded in me.
Right. Yeah, well, hey, when you're from Mississippi, it's going to be in you. I mean, when I come back to Jackson, I always go to Kixie Radio. I'm going to give me a nice dose of some blues and some old school before I go back to Texas. They just don't quite play it like they play it in Jackson.
Yeah, and that's what I was telling some people on the air a couple weeks ago when, what's the country singer name? She got married recently. Leanne Rimes, and she blew up in Dallas. You know, she's really a native of Pearl, Mississippi. Her parents moved to Dallas so she could become successful as a country star, and that happened. But her roots right here, so it's just a blend. And Faith Hill, you know, it's just a blend of so much going on.
Snoop Dogg, Ray J, Brandy, they all from the
McComb. And before you called, I had mentioned David Banner. I mentioned David Banner, which I worked with him briefly at early part of his career. When he was known as
NC Vale. Yeah, Presidential Hill's finest.
Queens. Well, maybe I should be telling this. Well, he sing about it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. We do have a very diverse background. And, and sometimes it rub some of us the wrong way, but that's just their problem. So I get a kick out of some of the mere mortals like to try to cut people from Mississippi down and not having no idea that we are a very integral part of the growth of Black America.
Exactly, and there's so many misconceptions about Mississippi, the Deep South, even in Texas. So, some people probably wonder, she sure be trying to promote the South, where there are some things that certain people don't know about. Some people have a perception about a certain area that never been to this area. I have a perception of certain places that I've never been to. It might be good perception, it might not be a good perception. But it's good to know the truth, the good and the bad.
Yes, it is. That was the point I was about to make, is that, in Texas, they celebrate June 19th as,
I love learning about June 19th. June 19th is.
June 19th in Texas is when... That's when the slaves in Texas found out 2 years ago that they were already free. So, that's one of the things that Mississippians kind of rag them about. Because we say,
how could y'all not know 40, we were free?
We got our 40 acres in a mule before then. Well, the Mississippi River Bridge wasn't quite built like it is now. So that nobody was able to cross I-20 and come to Texas and let them know what had happened. But, someone probably... stumbled upon us. We were riding around on our little horse and cart with Cadillac Emblem and everything, and said, "Hey, we free." And then, they was like, "What? What are you talking about? I don't know why y'all out there working. We free." And they were probably pretty upset when they realized that, we've been celebrating and having a good time while they still out there sweating in the field. So that's what Juneteenth means to me, as I say it to them, you know. So I get a big laugh out of it when I do that.
Yeah, when I found out when I started traveling to Dallas as a preteen, when my late sister and her husband had moved there in the early 80s, and when I found out about that, because, you know, it's big in history anyway, and when I found that out, I was like, wow.